After crossing the Red Sea, the Israelites had journeyed through the wilderness of Shur, where they encountered the bitter waters of Marah. From there, they traveled to Elim, an oasis with 12 springs and 70 palm trees. From there, they entered the desert, where God appeased their hunger with manna and quail. They camped at Rephidim, where they faced a shortage of water and witnessed the miracle of water gushing forth from a rock. Their next destination was Mount Sinai, where they camped for nearly a year. It was here that they received the Ten Commandments, constructed a tabernacle, and established the laws and regulations for their community. After their stay here, they journeyed through various locations in the wilderness, including the desert of Paran and the desert of Zin. It was from the desert of Zin that Moses sent 12 spies into Canaan, specifically from a place called Kadesh Barnea, which was located on the southern border of the land. Moses selected one representative from each tribe to form the group of spies. These men were chosen for their leadership qualities and their prominence among their respective people. Among the chosen were Caleb, a sturdy and resolute warrior from the tribe of Judah, and Joshua, a man of unyielding faith from the tribe of Ephraim. These 12 were a diverse group, each with unique strengths and experiences, united in their task to explore the land about which they had dreamed since their escape from Egypt. As they neared the borders of Canaan, the spies transformed into shadows, skillfully evading the watchful eyes of the Canaanite sentinels. Cloaked in the cover of darkness, they stealthily crept through enemy lines, their hearts pounding with the weight of their mission. With each step, they inhaled the scent of the wild, unkempt land, mingled with the distant aroma of ripened fruits and blooming flowers. Their senses were heightened as they entered the promised land, eyes widening with wonder. Fields stretched before them, adorned with a kaleidoscope of colors, a patchwork quilt of fertile soil. Towering grapevines clung to sturdy trellises, laden with clusters of grapes so large that it took two men to carry a single cluster on a pole between them. The land seemed to overflow with milk and honey, as promised by God. The spies plucked fruit from the vines, their lips stained with the sweet nectar of promise. They feasted on the bounties of the land, savoring the succulence of pomegranates, the velvety texture of figs, and the richness of olives. But amid the abundance, they also recognized formidable challenges. They gazed upon towering walls, seemingly reaching the heavens, surrounding the cities. Disciplined soldiers marched with purpose, their gleaming armor reflecting the harsh sunlight, while the echoes of their battle cries pierced the air. Doubt crept into their minds as they witnessed giants dwelling in parts of the land, the descendants of Anak, whose stature struck fear in the hearts of ordinary men. The spies felt like grasshoppers in the presence of these mighty warriors. After spending 40 days in Canaan, the spies returned to the camp of Israel. They brought with them samples of the land's fruit as evidence of its abundance. However, the majority of the spies, 10 in total, gave a report filled with fear and discouragement. They focused on the challenges they had seen, emphasizing the giants and the seemingly insurmountable obstacles. Only Joshua and Caleb, buoyed with faith and trust in God, offered a different perspective. They acknowledged the challenges, but emphasized that with God's help, the Israelites could conquer the land. They urged the people not to forget all that God had brought them through, all that He had done for them, but to trust in His promises. Unfortunately, the negative report of the 10 spies spread among the Israelites, stirring fear and doubt among the people. The people lamented, wept, and grumbled against Moses and God, expressing their desire to return to Egypt. As a consequence of their lack of faith, God declared that the generation of Israelites who had witnessed His miracles in Egypt and in the wilderness would not enter the promised land. They would wander in the wilderness for 40 years until that generation passed away, with only Joshua and Caleb being allowed to enter.
Welcome to episode 648 of the 10-10 Thrive podcast, Brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. The number 40 holds significant symbolic meaning in the Bible. It is often associated with a period of testing, trial, purification, or preparation. The 12 spies were in Canaan for 40 days. They were sent to explore the promised land as a test of faith for the Israelites. The negative report of the majority, and the people being influenced by that report, revealed a lack of faith, and led to the Israelites' delay in entering the promised land, a delay of 40 years. The number 40 often signifies a time of transition, growth, and transformation. It is a period in which individuals or groups are challenged and undergo spiritual or physical preparation for a significant event or mission. The consistent use of the number 40, throughout the Bible, suggests a pattern of God's providential timing and the significance of testing and preparation in His redemptive plan. It serves as a reminder of the importance of perseverance, faithfulness, and reliance on God during times of trial and transition. Moses spent 40 days and 40 nights on Mount Sinai, where he received the Ten Commandments from God. Elijah traveled for 40 days and 40 nights to Mount Horeb. Jesus fasted and was tempted by Satan for 40 days and 40 nights in the wilderness. The Israelites' lack of faith and trust in God's promises, as exhibited through the majority report of the spies, stands in contrast to the unwavering faith of Jesus in fulfilling God's plan of salvation. Just as Joshua and Caleb stood firm in their faith and trust in God's promises despite the majority's disbelief, Jesus, as the faithful Son, always remained obedient to the will of the Father. He declared in John 8 verse 28, "I do nothing on my own authority, but speak just as the Father taught me." Additionally, Joshua and Caleb's confidence in God's power and faithfulness echoes Jesus' own words and teachings. Jesus emphasized the importance of faith and trust in God, encouraging his followers to believe in him and the promises of God. He said in Mark 11 verses 22 to 23, "Have faith in God. Truly, I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, 'Be taken up and thrown into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says will come to pass, it will be done for him." The negative report of the spies led to the Israelites' rejection of God's promise to give them the land of Canaan. In contrast, Jesus, as the rejected cornerstone, was rejected by many of his own people, yet he became the cornerstone of God's redemptive plan. While the majority of the spies brought a discouraging report, Joshua and Caleb, the two faithful spies, brought a positive report and encouraged the people to trust in God's power. Similarly, Jesus came as the bearer of good news, proclaiming the kingdom of God, offering salvation, and calling people to trust in him. The account of the spies includes the well-known incident where they brought back a cluster of grapes from the land of Canaan as evidence of its fruitfulness. Grapes have a symbolic significance in Christian theology, representing the blood of Jesus shed for the forgiveness of sins. Thus, the grapes may serve as a foreshadowing of Jesus' sacrifice. The mission of the 12 spies was part of God's covenant with the Israelites to bring them into the land of Canaan. Jesus, as the fulfillment of God's covenant, brings about the ultimate fulfillment of God's promises, offering salvation and eternal life to all who believe in him. Father, thank you for the lessons we can learn from meditating on the story about the 12 spies. Help us to appreciate the importance of trusting in your promises and the consequences of unbelief. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.